Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ryan Juden joins us. He's the former city manager of North Las Vegas. Here for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hit the open road with a truckload of cash free play in one of three luxury travel trailers during the $250,000 travel time giveaways. Thousands in weekly giveaways plus $7,500 in grand prizes guaranteed. And a new travel trailer or $35,000. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas, we are delighted to welcome to the program Ryan Juden, who is the former city manager of North Las Vegas. Been on the program before, of course. But first of all, congratulations on your retirement, not because you retired, but because of an incredibly successful career. And a lot of it under Mayor John Lee. Give us the background. Where was the city of North Las Vegas when you started, and take us to where they are now? Because it's an incredible journey.
It is. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show and talk about the incredible work that our team did in the city of North Las Vegas. When I came into North Las Vegas in 2013, it had 152.6 million dollar structural deficit. The assessed valuation of the entire city was around a little over $3 billion. We were in litigation with all of our bargaining groups. Our interest, so our bond rating in the bond markets was basically five levels below junk if you paid attention to S&P,
right.
four levels if you looked at Moody's. And just as an example of that's where we found the city, and where it is today is we have a surplus of a little over $200 million. We have completely wiped away the structural deficit that there was in the city. The assessed valuation of the city is a little over $13 billion. We have agreements with all of our labor groups, and things are really looking well there. We went from five levels below bond to below junk to now we're five levels into investment grade. So we're just we have, and what that means is over. We were able to go in and refinance all of our bonding, especially the bigger bonds, and it's going to save taxpayers the tune of over $100 million over the term of that note, which is important because that was just interest. It was going to go to some Saudi prince somewhere, right? It was never going to be anything, and now that can go into services for residents of North Las Vegas. So it's a tremendous turnaround, and I think what's really interesting is it wasn't done the traditional way of government. Government, like business, makes mistakes all the time, right? People make mistakes. Sure. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. And at the federal level, the government's able to mask their mistakes by printing more money. At local level, they're able to mask their mistakes by taxing more, which they also do at the federal level, right?
Sure.
They'll tax more and they'll print money. At local level, traditionally, what government will do is they'll tax. And we had a concept early on, championed by Mayor Lee, that we were going to not go back to existing ratepayers, businesses and residents, and say, hey, the city's in an awful spot here. We need to increase revenues and we're going to increase taxes on you guys. We took the approach that what we would do is we would go out and we would grow a new tax base. So we would identify specific areas in the city that we could leverage, that we could generate taxes by attracting businesses to those.
Okay, so what kind of businesses were you looking for?
So what we did is we looked, and there was the Brookings SRI report that was put together by the state. I was a part of that when I was at the Brookings Institute in 2011. And what that did is identified seven sectors. So we looked within those seven sectors and said, okay, what are the natural assets in North Las Vegas that are under leveraged? What are the sectors that the state government has indicated they want to invest in? And how can we find where there's you know, a good relationship? And we identified three sectors. We identified one that's really taken off is light manufacturing and logistics. And what we did is we looked at area around the Speedway, which that area was undeveloped, and the only reason why it's undeveloped is because it didn't have sewer. So,
right.
So we worked with Dina Titus, with Congresswoman Titus and the federal delegation on getting funding for Northeast Interceptor, which was allowed us to develop sewer infrastructure into that area. And within 4 months of doing that, we had over 90% of the land was in some form of development or
really?
Transition.
Really? 90%?
Over
wow.
90%. And now if you look at that today, it's really interesting to look at a map from 2014 and then look today. It was vacant now it's just full of buildings. Because we were able to solve that problem, which then made it real estate which was developable. So we identified specific areas and then we targeted different things that those areas needed in order to convert that land into real estate. Because then we knew we could attract a tax base. And we had a very audacious goal. The mayor, Mayor John Lee put his little flag in the ground and said, let's do 100 million square feet of new concrete. And we've surpassed that. We're close to 140 million square feet
wow.
of new concrete. And what that is, because that to us represented a new tax base, new businesses that could come in, that could, we focused really on making sure we had the right, identify the right businesses to come in so that they were lean on the resources that they required from the city, but that they were able to make sure that they paid a healthy amount of revenues in order to support city services for the rest of the city.
Okay, so during this time, you're looking at Story County.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're seeing the efficiencies of how they do business. What was your reaction to that?
Well, what our reaction was is when we looked at what happened in Story County, because the first few meetings that Tesla had in the state of Nevada were in the city of North Las Vegas.
Correct.
And then once everyone else kind of found out about it, Northern Nevada said, you know what, we've got a really good opportunity up here. And Tesla ended up going into Northern Nevada. And we looked at Story County and we thought, okay, how can we be as nimble as they can? Because where Story County and their size is a benefit to their ability to navigate, we had a lot of assets from an international airport to, you know, Michelin star restaurants, different things that we could leverage down here that could attract businesses and induce migration of businesses. But what we needed to do is we needed to become like Story County. So we focused a lot. I spent a lot of time looking through Story County and identifying ways where we could become faster. One example is I had the different directors of some of our departments that are front-facing and touch businesses, and we had what I called a field day. City Hall opens at 8 a.m. At 8:30 a.m., I said, meet me down in the courtyard in front of City Hall. They're like, well, why? I said, just it's a surprise. And so we met down there. I said, let's go on a field trip. I'm a new business that's coming into North Las Vegas. I want to understand how the processes work in the city. So we walked into the door of City Hall. I said, okay, where do I go? And they said, you go over that way. I said, well, where's the signage? Right away, we took some notes. Okay, something we need to do to navigate businesses. And then went to the reception area, went to the desk. Okay, what form do I fill out? Then I became a form. Okay, where do I go now? Oh, you go to the sixth floor. Then from the sixth floor where I go to the third floor. And follow the processes from beginning to end to identify bottlenecks, figure out how we could speed things up, because what I knew is our bureaucracy had many more layers than Story County had. And what we had to do is figure out how we could pierce through those layers so that we can then turn around to businesses and say, listen, I don't have a lot of incentives at the state level that can compare to Texas and what some other states can offer. But what we can do is we can shorten the time frame from the moment that you purchase the land till the time that you either have your end user in there or you have it rented out and flip it to a REIT. That amount of time, the more I can compress that, it starts to take away the carrying costs for businesses. And we had speculative developers that were willing to come in and experiment and try, and they saw tremendous success.
You know, what's amazing to me is that, you know, Washoe and Clark have not done the same thing. Because, and you know, City of Reno, for example. I mean, the inefficiencies that you hear from businesses in terms of dealing with them, but what you identified is, you know, in retrospect, the most obvious thing in the world, which is look at your own business and figure out what are the problems, what are the pitfalls, and how do we resolve those so that when somebody comes in, they don't want to wait 10 years to be able to get the project off the ground. I mean, if you're a mine, man, you've got, 10 years or more of planning stages to get through in multiple layers of federal, local, and state bureaucracies. But if you could make it so that somebody can walk in the door and then you can give them the grading permit on the first day.
That's right.
I mean, that's a huge symbol. And, you know, Tesla, I know, looked at what was happening in Story County because Story County actively went after them after they turned down Southern Nevada. And they were so willing and excited to get them to come see it that they offered to put together a private plane to fly the Tesla executives up. They turned that down, but they were so curious as to why these people were ready to invest. They came up and all of a sudden, boom, you know, you're now in Gigafactory 2,
which is
stunning. And I know that they've gone through some layoffs, but that's a whole big worldwide thing that's going on with Tesla. And I think that we're going to see a lot of rehiring in Northern Nevada for their other projects. Apex, you know, for years that was, well, one day we're going to get Apex together. And it was one of those situations, and there's a similar situation in downtown Reno, for example, in downtown Sparks, where you have multiple private owners of businesses and land, and therefore it's very difficult to get all of them on board. Now it looks like Apex is finally moving in the right direction. Share with us how that changed.
Yeah, it's a problem that all jurisdictions have, whether it's a county or a city or even a state, is when you have an area that you know has the potential of being a breadbasket or the future of an area, and it has multiple landowners, there needs to be leadership. And that's something that Mayor Lee provided in getting all the landowners together and talking about where the city could play a role. Because you have to remember, at the time, North Las Vegas didn't have any money.
Right.
So it's not like we could go in and invest in infrastructure and build it and they would come, right? We needed the private sector to partner with us. We needed the utilities to partner with us. And so Apex today is, you know, there's over $350 million investment that's going in waterline up to there from SNWA. It's bonded regionally. That's a major milestone for North Las Vegas. In fact, that was one of the final things that when I checked it off my list, I thought, you know what? My time at the city's coming to an end, because that was a critical part. Is you have 18,000 acres up there that is ripe for the future of the valley. And what's important about that is what we did first is we identified Apex. We worked with the Brookings Institute, with the late Rob Lang, and figured out, okay, what's the potential for Apex? I come from Southeast Missouri. From a farming community and grew up on a farm. And you would look at a field and you would determine what you're going to plant there based on what yields were and what you had planted before. So we did that exercise out at Apex and we said, okay, and we learned that Apex could host over 116,000 jobs and have over $200 billion in economic impact over a 20-year period.
Which is, and diversification.
Absolutely, yeah, and could diversify the economy away from hospitality and tourism, where we're very heavy leveraged. So once we identified the potential for Apex, then you could look at that and see, okay, now we know what it can do and how can we get there? Because that's what you have to do lots of times when you're even in business, is you're mitigating between risk and uncertainty. Risk is something you can calculate to a certain degree. Uncertainty is something you don't know. It's very difficult to attach numbers to it. But if you can clearly identify the risk factor, then the uncertainty starts to show itself and you can start to really see where the opportunity is.
Well, and banks don't like uncertainty.
They don't.
They will deal with a modicum of risk.
That's correct.
If they have leverage to be able to get things back. But uncertainty, no business wants that.
That's exactly right.
And also, if you're going to be the only building, you don't want to be there either, because you know that you're not going to get the services that are required. You need, a whole bunch of buildings to be there and different companies so that the governments will then fund things like roads. And that was the part that was crazy. And, our viewers and listeners know I've been involved with Story County and TRI for years. And so, I'm well versed in what happened there. And one of the biggest things was you had a single owner who had the money to be able to put in the infrastructure up front.
Yep.
And it's kind of interesting. I was talking to some other developers and I was saying, and they were looking at an industrial park. And I said, the real key is putting in the infrastructure first. And
that's
they said, well, we're not Roger Norman.
Yeah, that's
meaning
right.
We don't have that kind of money to be able to put in. And that's the reality, is it's incredibly difficult, even if you have the land, to be able to put the infrastructure in. But without the infrastructure, now you're looking at, we can sell you this piece of land, but it'll be 10 years before the freeway gets there.
That's right. So you have to get really creative. So one of the things we did is when we were talking to big companies, especially ones that were going to be tax abated or things like that, we said, okay, you need to go to the northernmost area of the park. That way, utilities will be pulled up to you and you'll open up all the land that goes along the corridor where the utilities are. We had a business that came in and said they wanted to do an 8-inch water line. So our water line stubbed out and ended around Mannheim Auto Auction. They were going to be a couple miles north of that, and they came in with an application to do an 8-inch water line, because that's all they needed. But they were the southernmost portion of Apex, and we said, let's do an oversized agreement. So what's it going to cost you to build an 8-inch line? And they came up with a number, and we said, okay, you contribute that, we want a 32-inch line. We'll contribute the other side to get, to get from 8 to 32 inches. And then we build a 32-inch line up to them.
Is huge.
It's huge, because then what it does is it provides opportunity for everyone else above. And too often, we all see this, we all experience this, when we're driving somewhere and we're like, did they just cut this road a month ago?
Right.
Government loves to go and do things 5 or 6 times. And we said, listen, we need to do it one time. Right. We need to do it right. And which is really shocking, because in a way, government is very good at planning, but they're not so great at executing. And that's the thing we had to flip in North Las Vegas, is say, okay, let's plan the best we can, almost in a design build type way, like plan as you go, but then let's start executing. Let's start doing stuff instead of just waiting or taking a plan and parking it somewhere on a shared drive, never to see the light of day. We knew that we needed a government that was going to be acting, because we didn't have very much time to exist before the legislature was going to yank our charter.
So would you agree that, having a businessman like John Lee, who was not only a successful owner of a plumbing business, a major plumbing business too, by the way, but had also gone through the ups and downs of business. So when he looked at things, he wasn't just looking from a governmental perspective, but he was looking from a business perspective as well.
Absolutely is critical. And the team that was put together, right, we had Darren Adair, who was the founding CFO of Switch Communications, Sandra Douglas Morgan, who's now the president of Las Vegas Raiders,
right,
who had private experience at MGM, myself with private experience. We had a team that didn't look at government as a government, but looked at government as a business. Because that's the thing, government actually has a ton of tools that businesses don't have. That if businesses had, and they understood how to do business, they'd be wildly successful. And that private sector mentality injected into the public sector space made all the difference in North Las Vegas.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back much more with Ryan Juden after this timeout.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada.
Story County is leading Nevada's future.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ryan Juden. He's the former city manager of North Las Vegas and is overseeing this incredible turnaround there. You brought up abatements. Talk to me about abatements. Can you get the businesses to be here with all the competition without abatements?
Yeah, I mean, you can. I mean, the thing is there's two ways you can look at economic development. You can look at it as people-based or place-based. So Nevada has gone out and we've been very engaged in place-based, which is company-based economic incentives through land, equipment, and things like that. And the challenge with that is what it does is they expire over time, and then you're left with a rent seeker that might or might not stay. You never know. With people-based economic incentives, that's it's Richard Florida, someone who talks a lot about this in the creative class. And what the idea is how you can invest in your people in order to attract businesses. There's incentives that you can build into a system that attracts businesses that isn't actually an incentive that's invested in the company. So for example, Amazon. When Amazon went out to the greater metropolitan area in Washington, D.C., they didn't get the same kind of incentives that they got when they separate. So Amazon originally was doing H2Q both there and in New York.
Right.
The New York incentive package was very different. It was very much based on they gave a lot of money to Amazon, whereas the ones in Northern Virginia was based on a lot of money to the people. Amazon was giving money to parks. Amazon contributed $1 billion into higher ed to bring Virginia Tech campus up by their facility. So I think that Nevada has to make that decision, whether they're going to invest in people and in workforce and in building a creative class, because we have a lot of things that can induce the migration of people from hospitality and tourism. We have tolerance indexes. A lot of different things that companies look for are really great in Nevada. I think the governor's doing a really good job in identifying the realities, which is incentives are not something that's very well received by our current legislature. And so one of the tools that the governor has is the ability to work and provide leadership into local governments, into the counties, to make things faster. Because that's one thing that we can always beat other people on, and that's real money. If you think about it, some of these projects, if you have a project that's, you know, maybe it's a $50 million project, for example. Their carrying cost on something like that could be $1 million a month.
Right.
So anytime you're able to shorten the time frame of when they're able to get their permits done, that could be $1 million a month that's just in savings to them. But it's actually, it's no tax credit that we're giving or anything that's going to change or disrupt the services that are provided by the revenues that we receive from businesses.
That's a great point. Let's take another quick break and we'll be right back.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ryan Juden. He's the former city manager of North Las Vegas. So you've already started a new company. What are you going to do?
So I'm going to be doing some government affairs work, both with the city and some other jurisdictions in southern Nevada and with the state. I'm also doing a private equity and real estate development, starting a private equity and real estate development firm.
So you are going to be very busy, my friend.
Very busy.
You're going to be in Carson City for a session?
I'm not sure. I'm actually going to be there next week, this weekend, because my boys are in the state track.
Okay, well, that's almost the same as the legislature.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Listen, great to see you. Congratulations on what you've accomplished. Can't wait to see what comes next.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You are very welcome, and we'll be right back.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. We'll see you.